Sistex presents The Neb, starring Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as Rudy and Fanny Neb. The Neb, straight from America's famous comic strip, with Junior, Obie Slider, and all the others you've laughed and adventured with for 22 years. Well, it's a crisp October Saturday morning, and the Neb household is bustling with activity. Fanny Neb is going briskly about her housework, while husband Rudy bubbles with sparkling vim, vigor, and vitality.
Rudy, you sound like a tired breeze blowing through a bass horn. Would you mind going someplace else while I clean this room?
Oh, Fanny, I'm just relaxing a little until it's time to go to the office. There isn't anything you'd like me to do before I leave, is there?
Well...
No, I didn't think so.
Yes. You might empty the ashtrays, burn the rubbish, and scrub the kitchen floor.
Why, of course, my dear. I'll have Junior take care of it this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, dear. But I'll have it done by that time, in spite of the fact that I must wash the dishes and do the laundry and make the beds and clean the house.
Well,
a woman's work is never done.
The trouble with you housewives is, my dear, you don't organize your work. Now, we men...
Oh, you men. Half your work is just talk.
Huh?
You dictate letters, hold conferences.
Come in. Ha-ha, I beat you to it that time.
Oh, why, Sophie Slider.
Good morning, Fanny. Hello there, lame brain.
Well, good morning, Wrinklepuss.
What's going on around here this morning?
Oh, the usual routine, Obie. Housework and more housework.
I suppose Rudy's helping as usual with a mouthful of conversation.
Well, Fanny's a little tired this morning, Obie, but she always insists on doing all the housework at once, just making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, if it wasn't for Fanny, a molehill is just what this joint would look like.
Thank you, Obie. I was just telling Rudy you men have it pretty easy, with the domestic help so scarce now. A woman's work boils down to just plain drudgery.
Well, Fanny, maybe you do need a little rest. Now, why don't you take a vacation? Go spend a few days with our daughter, Betsy. Junior and I can manage here at home.
Oh, no. I remember too well what happened the last time I went to Betsy.
Yeah, I'll bet when you got home you sure had a surprise.
Oh, she certainly did. 2 new sets of dishes.
Then I got another surprise that left them all for me to wash.
Oh, well, the next time we'll use paper plates.
Why, Obie, Rudy didn't even bother to send out the laundry. And when I got home, the house was a mess. There wasn't a single clean sheet or a pillow slip.
That's right, Fanny. I came over while you were gone, and the only cover on Rudy's bed was 2 layers of cobwebs.
Well, after all, I had my own work to do. A man can't run his business, keep house, and cook meals at the same time. What's a wife for, anyway?
Oh, to jitterbug with and take out to dinner.
Well, I do take my wife out to dinner. Why, every Saturday I say to Fanny...
Fanny, let's go to the Ork, come on in, and get their warmed-over merchant's lunch.
Well... that dollar steak dinner isn't so bad if your dentures can take a beating, Rudy.
Now, listen, you two, I'm not that bad.
Oh, Rudy's all right, Obie. He just hasn't any conception of the work involved in running a home. I still think a wife's job is bigger than her husband's.
But, Fanny, it's all a matter of organization. Organization and executive ability. You ought to run this house just like I run my business.
Hey, what do you want to do, Rudy? Break up housekeeping?
Why, taking care of a house is what I'd call a dream job.
Rudy, there's more to it than taking a nap on the sofa.
You know, Rudy, years ago my wife got me interested in housework.
Hmm?
How'd she ever do that, Obie?
With a rolling pin.
Why, the way you people talk. I'll bet I could do Fanny's work in 1/2 the time it takes her to do it.
I'd certainly like to see you try.
Why don't you swap jobs with her for a day, Rudy?
Oh, be that silly. Fanny couldn't handle my job.
Well, and I'll bet you couldn't handle hers either.
Oh.
Furthermore, I'll bet you're afraid to try, you coward.
I'm afraid to try? I am not.
Oh, now, Rudy, you know you couldn't trade jobs with me. You can't handle my work.
Why, of course he can't. Gotta take somebody intelligent.
I can, too, handle it.
Bet you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
You won't.
I will.
When?
Right now.
Okay, Rudy, that's a bet.
Oh, Obie, that's silly. Don't try to talk him into it.
Sister, he's in.
Wait a minute.
All right, dear, if you'd like to back out.
Yeah, that's right, Rudy. Crawfish.
I will not. I never back out of anything.
I'll say not. You plunge in head first.
You bet I'll plunge in. And I'll show you two how things ought to be done around this house. I'll give Fanny a lesson in business administration she'll never forget.
You're not kidding, Flea Brain.
Well, Rudy, you're asking for it.
He's got it. If you're going to take over his job, Fanny, you want to ride down to the office with me?
Thanks, Obie. That's a good idea.
Now, Obie, Fanny can't make any business decisions. Why, she's...
Don't you worry about me. You take care of the house. Oh, yes, and there's that checkered gingham apron with the frilly sleeves you can put on.
Huh?
Oh, boy, would I like to see that. Rudy in a gingham apron with a feather duster for a corsage. Rudy Knapp, queen for a day.
We'll leave our queen for a day for just a moment. In the meantime...
Here's a health question for every home. Does anyone in your family feel below par, look run down and haggard? The cause may be excess acids and poisons which should be removed through the bloodstream. These excess acids and poisons may cause circles under your eyes, rheumatic pains in muscles and joints, interrupt your sleep, make you feel nervous, run down, and old before your time. When there is nothing organically or systemically wrong, the medicine called Systex, C-Y-S-T-E-X, usually goes to work right now, helping nature clear away excess acids and poisons through the bloodstream. Stimulating this natural cleansing and purifying action may easily bring you new energy, vitality, and better sleep. You must discover Systex to be a quick and easy way to help eliminate excess acids through the bloodstream and gain more youthful vitality, or your money back is guaranteed on return of the empty package. So get Systex, C-Y-S-T-E-X, from your druggist today and take as directed with a glass of water after each meal. See how much better you feel tomorrow.
And now, back to the Nebs.
Well, Obie, I'll have to admit Rudy's office work is less familiar to me than my housework is to him. I suppose you'd better tell me what his duties are.
Fanny, do you want the plain truth, or can I varnish it up a little?
Now, Obie, just what does Rudy do at this time every morning?
Well, let me see. We usually run out for a cup of coffee.
But I don't want any coffee.
Well, how about a Coke?
No, thanks. Let's get on with the work to be done. Rudy's going to do my housework. I've got to be fair and do his work here. Now, where do we start?
Fanny, you don't want to prop your feet up on the desk, do you?
Oh, you men, I don't see how you ever run a business.
Well, to tell the truth, it runs us, mostly. We have our clerks and stenographers and such, but all we do is supervise.
Supervise? We didn't get here until 10 o'clock. Why, I bet you and Rudy don't even know what time the employees come to work.
No, they're always in when we get here.
I see. Now look at Rudy's desk. I've never seen anything as untidy in my whole life. A mountain of circulars, ads, and memorandums all piled in a heap. Well, what does he use for them?
To hide behind when he's in conference with a siesta.
Well, I'm going to file them.
Well, do you know where to file them?
Sure. In the wastebasket. There. Now we can see the desk.
Yeah. Nice rich soil, ain't it?
Now, I think I'll clean all these papers out of the pigeonhole.
Well, I'd be careful if I were you, Fanny. The last time Rudy did that, a pigeon flew out.
I don't know who's taking the worst beating today, me or this rug. The only way to properly vacuum a rug is to move all the furniture out of the room. Well, the ashtrays anyway. Oh, come in.
Oh, good morning, Rudy.
Oh, hello, Sylvia.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing with that vacuum cleaner?
I'm just rearranging the dust.
And putting broken glass in its place? What a quaint idea. Where's Fanny?
Fanny went to my office.
Well, really? What for?
Because I do.
Oh, but Rudy, why are you cleaning house?
Because she does.
Oh, this is the most priceless thing anybody's ever heard of.
and I'll bet nobody's heard about it yet.
Now, Sylvia, I'll thank you not to go around town telling people I'm doing the housework. I'm only doing this to prove a point.
Oh, but Rudy, how are you going to prove anything without witnesses? Well, don't worry. I'll gladly testify. Oh, dear, I do wish Fanny were here, but I guess you'll have to do. Have you heard the latest?
How could I? I haven't seen you for a day.
Well, let me take a deep breath.
Now, wait a minute, Sylvia. I haven't time to hear about somebody who's in more trouble than I am. I've got beds to make, dishes to wash, and...
Really? Imagine Rudy Neb with dishpan hands.
Now, you should talk. You're a tattletale, and you're getting gray. Besides, I've a system for doing dishes. It's funny some clever housewife hasn't thought of it before.
Well, what is it, Rudy? Something I could pass along? Any woman would be happy to know of an easy way to keep things clean.
Well, you could help them a lot by not talking so much.
Oh, Rudy, go ahead. What is your system of doing the dishes?
Why, it's the simplest thing in the world. Haven't you ever heard of a washing machine?
A washing machine? Why, of course. Mrs. Twilly tried that once with a beautiful set of china. She profited by it, too.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Right away, she was in the chips.
Sylvia, that is not funny.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, you'll have to pardon me now. I've got to get to the dishes. I'll have them done in no time, if Junior ever gets home.
Well, Rudy, I don't want to keep you from Fanny's work, but I wonder if you've heard about Sophronia Pringle.
Hmm? Well, all I know is that she was in financial difficulties a while back.
Yes, indeed. Not more than a year ago, the wolf was at her door.
Do tell. What happened?
Last week, he moved right into the house with her. They got married. His father, you know, was the minister.
Mm.
Of course, it probably won't last, though.
No? Why not?
Well, Sophronia's father's a lawyer, see?
Oh.
But, of course, that may not happen. I always say, all's well that ends well, unfortunately.
Yes, and... Oh, why, here comes Fanny.
Oh, hello, Sylvia.
Oh, hello, Fanny, darling. I've just been having the grandest chat with Rudy.
Well, I don't know whether Sylvia's been chatting with me or at me. How's things at the office, Fanny? I didn't think you'd last very long.
I think I've done enough for today. Besides, you always stop work at noon on Saturdays.
My goodness, Fanny. You're becoming a regular career woman. Don't you find it difficult to mix marriage with a career?
Oh, I don't know. Some people have done it 5 or 6 times.
Oh, well, I really must be going.
Oh, don't hurry, Sylvia.
I really must, my dear. Don't forget to have Rudy tell you what I told him. I'll see how it sounds when I hear it from somebody else tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's Sylvia. Boy, am I glad she's gone. If it hadn't been for her, I'd have had all the housework finished by now.
Oh, now, Rudy, you seem to be enjoying her visit when I came in.
But, Fanny, what she told me. Sylvia said...
Never mind, you old gossip. Have you done the dishes?
Well, not yet.
Made the bed?
No, but
Put the laundry into soap?
No, I...
Then all you've done is break an ashtray.
Well, yes.
Rudy, I usually have all the work done by this time of the day.
But, Fanny, you know the routine.
I thought you were going to organize things around here. I expected to come home and find some brand new system installed.
System? Why, you've got all kinds of systems and conveniences here. Well, you've got vacuum cleaners, electric mixers and unmixers, all kinds of appliances to help you out.
Well, don't you have help at the office? Stenographers, clerks?
Clerks and stenographers are different.
I'll say they are. They never need new spare parts.
Are you one of the thousands of people who don't drink enough water? If so, here's a health tip. Drink a glass of cool, pure water after every meal. At the same time, take 2 tasteless, sugar-coated little tablets of Systex. The Systex, you see, goes right along with the water and helps nature clear away excess acids, which, if too concentrated and if allowed to accumulate, may cause rheumatic pains, loss of energy, make you nervous, and what is of prime importance, may interrupt your sleep. So if you feel tired, run down, and old before your time, why don't you try taking Systex? C-Y-S-T-E-X with a full glass of water after each meal. When there is no organic or systemic cause, Systex usually goes to work right now, helping nature eliminate excess acids and poisons through the bloodstream. And this aid to nature in filtering and cleansing the blood may bring more restful sleep, a quick increase in vitality, help to make rheumatic pain subside, actually make you look and feel years younger. This much is certain. Systex must satisfy you in every way, do far more for you than you expect, or you simply return the empty package and your money back is guaranteed. So get money back guaranteed Systex. C-Y-S-T-E-X from your druggist today. Take it with a glass of water after each meal. See how quickly it puts you on the road to feeling like new again.
And now back to the Neb, starring Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as Rudy and Fanny Neb.
Come on in, Buck.
I'll be very happy to, Junior. It's raining outside.
Oh, hello, Buck.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Neb.
Junior, I thought you and Buck were going over to Donna's house.
Oh, we left Donna's, Mom. She may be over later.
Junior didn't like somebody who was there.
Really? Who was there?
Oh, just Donna and the whole first-string football team.
Where's Pop, Mom?
Your father's scrambling around in the laundry tubs.
What's the matter? Is he sick?
No, he decided to do my housework today.
Then he is sick.
No, Buck. Mr. Neb is merely trying to organize housekeeping around here.
Come on, Buck. This I gotta see. Gee, Pop, do you know how funny you look bending over a washboard?
No, Junior, I've got too much soap in my eyes.
Hey, Mr. Neb, it's raining outside. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to pile the laundry out there and pour some soap over it?
Buck, my boy, nature can do a lot, but it'll never replace elbow grease.
But, Pop, why don't you use some executive ability?
Junior, don't mention executive ability to me.
Since you seem to have one, is it okay to mention the washing machine?
Oh, I put the window curtains in the washing machine, but I forgot to take the rods out.
Oh.
You know, you boys could be a lot of help to me if you'd care to.
But, Pop, it isn't polite for people to work when they've got company.
Who's got company?
Me, I've got Buck.
And it certainly isn't polite for the company to work when they're visiting somebody.
Ah, but the three of us could make a sort of a game out of this, you see. Now, look, we'll pretend that I'm a surgeon performing an operation.
Don't you wish you were, instead of doing the laundry?
Well, as I was saying, I'm performing the operation, and this pair of pajamas is the patient right here on the operating table. See?
You mean the washboard.
Junior, let's keep this professional now. Now, this is an emergency, and you're my assistants, and I'm asking you for the instruments, huh?
Okay.
Now, rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves.
Soap.
Soap.
Bleach.
Bleach.
Hey, the patient's bleeding.
That's my knuckles. There, you see?
I didn't see you use a scalpel.
There wasn't any scalpel.
Well, how come there's a hole in the pajamas?
That's from an old operation. Now, look, boys. Now, you take the patient away and bring on another one. Now, Junior, this time, you be the surgeon.
Oh, Pop.
I'll just hold the anesthetic.
That's kid stuff.
What do you mean, kid stuff? Why, Junior, this is the kind of work that builds big muscles.
Well, and why doesn't Mom have big muscles?
Now, women aren't supposed to have them. It wouldn't be ladylike. With men, my boy, it's different. Here, Buck, feel my bicep.
Yes, sir.
What does that remind you of?
A soft-boiled egg?
Well, I may have softened up a bit.
You should do more scrubbing.
Junior, I've got to get over to Herb's barbershop this afternoon for a shave and a haircut.
Oh, you'll have time to get the rest of the laundry out. It's early yet.
Yes, and it's never too early to do things, Junior. Now, I'll give you and Buck each a dollar if you'll finish this and wash the dishes.
Oh, Pop.
No. Just you go right ahead. I'll sneak out the back way so as not to disturb your mother. I think the office was much too much for her today. See you later.
Junior, if we stick around here, we're going to be henpecked, too.
Rudy Neb.
Oh.
Come on in. Nope, ain't no use, though. You already done that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Herb, what a day. I want a shave and a haircut, Herb. And have you got anything good for red hands?
Yeah, red hands, yes, red hands. Yeah, got just the thing, Rudy. No good for chapped hands, though. Use it for itchy feet. your feet itchy, Rudy?
I certainly not. But, Herb, just look at my hands. Did you ever see anything so red?
Yep, my uncle's nose. Yep, finally had to wear dark glasses, Yep, dark glasses on account of the glare. Done better with a lampshade on his nose, though. Tell me, what makes your hands red?
I've had them in soapy water. Herb, let me give you some good advice. Just in case you ever get married, you're going to find that...
Fine institution. Fine institution, marriage. Wonderful thing for married people. Yep. Man and wife shouldn't be without it. Of course, it's no good for me, though. I ain't married.
Well, in case you ever do get married, Herb, let me tell you...
Yes, had a sad experience along that line once. Yeah, mighty sad. I was two-thirds married. Yeah. Beautiful girl, fine head on her shoulders. Nothing in it, though.
What do you mean, two-thirds married?
Well, you see, the girl was there, and the preacher was there. I never showed up, though.
Why, Herb, what happened?
Oh, alarm clock didn't go off. Don't know why it should have, though. Didn't set it. Might have, though, if I owned one.
Well, there's no use my giving you advice.
No. Don't mind taking advice, Rudy. Fine thing, advice. Just leave it alone with the tip. What'd you come in for, Rudy?
Well, I told you I wanted a shave and a haircut, and I'll make it snappy.
Yeah. Shave and a haircut. You know, everybody comes in here wants shave and a haircut. Funny thing. Must be because it's a barbershop.
Well, now hurry up, Herb. I've got to get back home and finish my work and stop sticking my neck out.
Yeah, stick it out a little more if you want to, Rudy. Yeah. Hair grows pretty low on your neck. Yeah. You know, I knew a fellow once that stuck his neck out. Always pulled it back in, though. He was a turtle.
Junior, where's your father?
Oh, he had to go over to Herb's for a shave and a haircut.
He wanted to get rid of his 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, so his genius for organization inspired him to enlist your aid and Buck's. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't enlist. We were drafted.
We didn't want to disturb you, Mom. Pop said you'd had a hard day at the office.
Oh, I had a perfectly marvelous time at the office. Now, you boys run along, and I'll finish the dishes.
Gee, Mom, people like you sure don't grow on trees.
Yeah, but from the number of them, you'd think these dishes did.
Mm. Well, I'm doing my own and Mr. Neb's jobs for today. But I'll have to draw the line at getting a haircut and a shave.
Come on, Buck, that's Donna.
Oh, jeepers, Junior, she'll wait.
Oh, hello, Junior.
Hi, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Buck.
Gee, Donna, what kind of perfume is that?
Oh, isn't it heavenly? It's called Bride's Secret.
What's so secret about a smell like that?
Well, doesn't it thrill you? Well, it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. It gives me goose pimples, but so does Frankenstein.
Oh, Buck, stop criticizing Donna's perfume.
Yeah, but last week she chose chaos, and believe me, there really was.
Oh, don't mind, Buck Jr. I assure you I have more important things to worry about.
You mean the football team?
Yeah. What happened to the Baby Beef Trust?
Oh, they only wanted me to autograph their new football.
But jeepers, how could you autograph it with so many guys holding your hands?
Oh, now, Junior, don't be so jealous. What's the matter with him, Buck?
Junior's enjoying a mild form of insanity. But he isn't old enough to take treatments for it. What'd you come over for, Donna? Just to show off your new dress?
Well, at least you noticed it, Buck. Do you think I look sufficiently pulse-stirring?
I can't tell. I've already got high blood pressure.
Donna, your dress is simply ravishing. That's what it is.
Oh, I can't wait to get a little older and get into a ravishing formal myself. With tails, of course. Oh.
Well, I hope you wouldn't care to be seen in a breathless creation of gossamer loveliness, as enchanting as a soft June night, which is exactly what the fashion ad said this was.
Ah, they're crazy. This is October.
Well. Hello, Donna.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Ned. Ah, you look charming. That
breathtaking creation of gossamer loveliness, as enchanting as a soft June night. Oh, brother.
I see, Buck. By the way, I guess I owe you and Junior $1 each, right?
Oh, no, Pop. Mom took over. She's in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Oh, she is? Well, you young folks, excuse me. Fanny. Fanny, dear.
Hello,
Oh, big business executive turned domestic.
Now, Fanny, I simply had to get a shave and a haircut. I'll finish the housework myself now and hand back everything to you intact, except an ashtray and that darn washing machine.
Oh, don't worry, Rudy. I've made the beds, hung out the laundry, and I've just this minute finished the dishes.
Oh, you're a wonderful wife, Fanny. And after today, I'll never say a word about the way you run the house. I suppose running a business like mine had you a bit confused, too, didn't it?
Well, I'll admit there are some of your affairs I can't handle, Rudy.
I told you so. What business in particular, Fanny?
Now, that business you refer to as a good cigar.
Fanny, you didn't smoke a cigar.
Certainly not. But I did all the rest of your chores at the office.
Oh, I shouldn't have let you do that. I might have been called into a conference or got some important phone calls.
Oh, by the way, you did have a phone call. Huh? However, I took care of it.
Good heavens, I'm probably ruined. Who was it?
Timmons, the tailor to better groomed men, reminding you that you were going to buy a new suit.
Oh, what did you do?
I bought one. For myself.
Oh, now, Fanny.
Now, Rudy, we traded places for today.
I know, but you didn't play fair. Why did you come home so early?
Well, I'd rather be home than do what you'd planned to do today.
I'd planned something?
You probably forgot about it in your desire to show me how to run the house.
Why, I don't remember. What did I plan to do today?
Well, according to your memorandum pad, you'd planned to go fishing, remember?
Oh, why don't I attend to my own business?
We'll return to the Nabs in just a minute.
Men and women past 35 often are surprised to find they're slowing down, feeling tired out, nervous, and old before their time. Most of these people do not realize that the underlying cause of their troubles may be an accumulation of excess acids and poisons which should be removed through the bloodstream. They do not realize how much younger, stronger, and better they might feel by helping nature correct this condition. When there is nothing organically or systemically wrong, the medicine called Systex, C-Y-S-T-E-X, usually goes to work right now, helping nature clear away excess acids and poisons through the blood. Stimulating this natural cleansing and purifying action may easily bring you new energy, vitality, and joy in living. So if your sleep is interrupted and you feel nervous, run down, or suffer from rheumatic pains in muscles and joints, why don't you try Systex? You must discover Systex to be a quick and easy way to eliminate excess acids through the bloodstream and to gain increased vitality and better sleep, or your money back is guaranteed on return of the empty package. So get Systex, C-Y-S-T-E-X, from your druggist today and take as directed with a glass of water after each meal. See how much better you feel tomorrow.
And now, one last minute with the Nebs.
Well, Fanny, I've learned a lesson today. A man has no business trying to tell a good wife how to run the house.
You're right, Rudy. Anytime he decides to do that, he'd better bait his hook instead of his wife and go fishing.
And by the same token, a wife shouldn't try to run her husband's office, or she might soon find he couldn't afford to buy her a new suit.
Well, are you ready to be Mr. Neb again and let me be the Mrs.?
Fanny, now, I'm going to keep up my end of the bargain. Until this day is done, I'll perform the rest of your duties, my dear. That is what's left of them.
Oh, Rudy, you're sure a glutton for punishment.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's about time for you to start getting dinner.
Wait a minute, Mr. Neb.
What?
This is Saturday, isn't it?
Why, yes.
Uh-huh. Fanny, get your purse. You're taking Junior and me out to dinner.
Join us next Sunday, same time, when Systex again presents Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as the Nebs. If you'd like to attend one of our broadcasts and see Gene and Kathleen Lockhart in person, write to radio station KHJ, Los Angeles 38 for tickets. The Nebs are written by John Elliott and produced by Wally Ramsey. They were created by Saul Hess and are supervised for radio by the Bears. This is Tom Dixon saying goodbye for Systex.